Back on the air, streaming live, streaming not live all the time on the internet. That's Radio Entrepreneurs. Our favorite topic is entrepreneurship. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're being hosted through all these wonderful segments by the great law firm of Davis Mom, and that means we're with Pat Clendenin as my co-host.
Jeffrey, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Pat, for being here. Pat, you're a gentleman. I keep waiting for you to fall off the pedestal. You haven't done it yet. I mean, all these
my hair still in place? Okay. Yeah.
I would give my right arm for your hair. Not the gray part, because somehow I don't go gray. But that's for another TV commercial.
Our guest has great hair, too, by the way.
He's like me. He's got a little bit in the temples, but he, too, has more hair. I'm the most hairless of this interview. And we're going to be talking with Greg Vasil. Is that correct?
Vasil,
of the Greater Boston Real Estate Board. Man, you must be the world's greatest juggler.
Well, you could say that. The one thing about the Real Estate Board that's really special is it's the oldest real estate trade association in America. We were founded in 1889 by a lot of old world Bostonians that were struggling with a lot of the issues that we're dealing with today. You looked at a vibrant economy and a growing city, and basically they had no place to grow. And at that point, we all forget that they had just filled in the Back Bay as their solution.
Right.
Today, unfortunately, we can't create land.
We can't fill the Boston Harbor, Greg?
We can't fill the Boston Harbor, although we might be underwater before we know it, so we could build an underwater city.
That could be the Cape, too, or Florida. We never know.
Or Quincy, or anywhere along the coast. But so it's really interesting, because I look at Boston, and you know, when we were created in 1889, and I look at Boston today, and we're dealing with a lot of the same issues.
Listen, must be a tough job. How do you get into your job? I mean, what's your background?
My background actually is an attorney. I was an environmental lawyer. I practiced for just under 15 years. I worked for the Department of Environmental Protection, so sort of my specialty was environmental policy regulation. The last 4 years of my working for the Commonwealth, I was in charge of the state's white-collar environmental crimes unit. So we basically would prosecute environmental crimes. And then I really liked real estate, so I decided when I finally grew up, I needed some place to go. And you know, I sort of looked at the law firm life, but it wasn't really the right fit for me. So I went over to Mass Development, who at the time was doing a lot of work out at the old Army base at Fort Devens. They had a lot of environmental issues. I had a lot of interest in sort of getting involved in the business side of real estate. So we had a meeting of the minds, came together. They sent me back to school to take a lot of classes on the business side of things, and I worked on some of their environmental issues out at Devens on Route 2. And then after about 5 years there, my last project I worked on for them was the old Salt and Stahl building, 100 Cambridge Street. I went over to the Real Estate Board to be in charge of government affairs. And then lo and behold, 6 months later, I found myself being the CEO. There was a transition, and the previous CEO had left.
You must have done something right, or somebody did something wrong around you.
Or I could have been the last person standing, too.
Right.
So I'm fascinated with the trade association aspect of Greater Boston Real Estate Board. And I'm vice chair of the business law section of the ABA, which is another trade association. And you have so many different constituent groups. How do you accommodate, and what are your goals for the organization generally?
It's an interesting question that you raise, because we sort of view ourselves almost like the United Nations, because we do have residential and commercial under one roof. And that includes residential in terms of rental development. So we sometimes have the ebb and flow between, oh, the goal is to buy. Oh, no, the goal is to lease.
The United Nations, because even in residential, you have different class,
different factions,
economics, and then you have commercial, and there's only so much space again.
And on the residential rental side,
are you always no good deed goes unpunished?
Basically, there's a lot of negotiation and discussion and process. The job is extremely political there's a lot of process, like at the State House, getting people together, talking about issues, trying to find common ground. And then trying to, especially in today's world, identifying the leaders of tomorrow that really will take the time and invest. So many people today just don't have the time between their family lives and their work jobs, getting them to spend the time and make the commitment to the organization, it isn't easy, but we do have some real dedicated people that allow us to be successful in what we do.
Right, and so you focus on education and building best practices in the industry and advocating
advocacy in the state house
and locally, and I think that's really important because you're basically trying to help your organization and all the constituent parts self-police.
Right, right. I mean, we've done that both, you know, at the gubernatorial level with Charlie Baker's team, and then also at the city level with the transition from the Menino administration to Mayor Walsh. You know, I served on his transition team for housing. So it's you build those relationships sort of at the start, and they can pay dividends down the road for the organization.
So maybe I shouldn't ask you this question because you do have a very tough job. What are the biggest factors that keep you up at night?
Honestly, it's internal governance. You know, we've got tremendous leaders that focus on the big picture, the big policy. And having been a member of the Boston Bar Association myself and being very active there, I would let the staff sort of do their thing and try to focus on the big picture stuff because that's why you belong to a trade association. Every once in a while, we get these sort of crazy issues like, geez, we are spending a lot of money on paperclips, you know, like mundane stuff. It's like, guys, you know, do you really want to focus on this or do you really want to focus on, you know, where should we go in housing policy? How do we meet the needs of a growing middle class so that employers have places that their employees can work?
Right. That's an important issue.
That's the big stuff. I mean, so, you know, and sometimes folks can get sidetracked on the little minutiae instead of looking at the bigger picture, which is really where the fun is for the people in the organization.
Right. I mentioned this earlier on the show. We had Tim Connolly, who's the CEO of Mass Technology Collaborative, and that's everyone's identified housing and educated workforce and public transportation as the three top, you know, some of the top issues that are important. And you must feel gratified that you're making a difference for not only low-income people, but also middle-class people who want to work, live close to their work.
You know, we've been lucky through the years in Boston, especially with having the number of affordable housing developers that we do here. There's, you know, in sort of the joke among that community has been we don't want our greatest export to be our affordable housing developers. But it's getting more challenging because the federal money is drying up. It's not quite what it was years ago. But I really do think that we suffer because we don't have advocates for the middle class, for that workforce housing. You know, the very rich, they advocate for themselves. The very poor, there are organizations
that focus
on that.
Corporations advocate for themselves.
Right, and corporations advocate for themselves. But for those, you know, those people that graduate from BU or BC or one of our other fantastic colleges, and those students that want to stay here, where do they buy? How do they live? Where do they go? You know, we need to find a way to house those people. And I think the mayor, especially in the city, has really found a way to do that in terms of, you know, let's go higher. Let's create more density. You know, let's go smaller. Let's consider micro units. Those are the things we need to be more creative about. You know, kids today will look at a micro unit. I can remember being in meetings a few years ago and some of the larger developers would say, I don't want to build micro units because if I can't rent them, they're dormitories.
Do you look basically for volunteers? Do you look for volunteers?
To people? Join the organization?
Yes.
Yeah, all the time.
And where is the greatest need right now?
I think, well, especially on the housing side.
Right.
We're always looking for people with new ideas for housing, looking at people that have worked in different parts of the countries, people that have a new approach, a new financing approach to things. You know, we're also, you know, we're really getting to the point too where do our companies go for office space?
Right.
You know, this market's exploding. You know, as you look at where leases were 5-6 years ago and where leases are headed now, we're going to run into a problem where maybe people will start going to the suburbs, yet everybody's looking to the city. The young people are looking to the city because that's where they want to be.
Yeah.
So we're looking for people that are creative and are big picture thinkers because, you know, we need more good ideas.
Right. Greg, if somebody wants to find you at the Greater Boston State Board, how would they do that?
You can look us up on our website at the Greater Boston Real Estate Board, gbreb.com. You can just give us a call. Or you can just stop by at Center Plaza. We're on the mezzanine level.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
And we'll be, we'd love to have you back on the show, too.
Oh, yeah. This whole segment with you has been incredible. We're going to have to do the whole thing all over again.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime.
Great.
Just let me
know. Very exciting place for you to be, though. You don't have a boring job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. That was Pat Clendenin that I so rudely cut off. I apologize.
No need to apologize, Jeffrey. It's always a pleasure being
with
you.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. Usually I save the cutting off to other members of my family. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.